Today on the Camomile Ag Report, I'll be talking about the swine industry and African swine fever outbreaks. When reports of African swine fever outbreaks in China hit the news in 2018, the U.S. pork industry went right to work to boost preparedness and prevention efforts. Industry strides and advancements in these areas were shouted across the news headlines. Meanwhile, work taking place on the critically important aspects of depopulation and mortality management were less talked about. If the worst-case scenario happens and animals need to be depopulated in an effort to contain and eradicate this disease, how would the pork industry respond? No one is excited about the process or idea of depopulating, whether it's one or multiple animals. I would say it's quite the contrary, says Jeremy, Agriculture Department Manager at Envirotech Engineering. However, it is an unfortunate likelihood that a catastrophic event of this nature will eventually occur. Here's a look at the difficult discussion around depopulation. We can't ignore real costs of PRRS any longer. Why is the swine industry living with porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome? Although PRRS incidences look lower for this year, experts say it's not something to get excited about yet. This year is a bit unique, said Pipestone's Kara Hayden, DVM. Instead of living with PRRS, many farms have gone ahead and depopulated and repopulated instead of living with and doing a PRRS elimination. The truth is PRRS is not new, and the devastating virus is making it challenging for U.S. to claim to be the absolute best in the world, Hayden says. For example, Denmark produces 36.8 pigs per sow per year, while the U.S. is 27.35. When up to 40% of U.S. pig farms break with PRRS every year, has a real impact on numbers, Hayden says. In addition, the U.S. has the worst finishing mortality of any of the major swine-producing companies. We need to take this very seriously. Being dead last in the world for finishing mortality is not something that the U.S. swine industry should be proud of, Hayden says. The U.S. has a lot of work to do when it comes to PRRS. We have not made a lot of progress in the last 12 years. Things have actually gotten worse. Is influenza a greater concern to pigs and people in light of the October 30th USDA announcement that H5N1 was detected for the first time in a pig from a backyard Oregon farm? If so, how? Andrew Bowman, DVM, says across the swine industry, we routinely deal with influenza, so we're pretty well versed in flu, Bowman said. But this adds a whole other character to the scene that we really don't want and reassorting with the flu viruses we already have. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. What do you get when you cross a pig with a dinosaur? Jurassic pork. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.